Okay, Priya. So, talking in Chandiv, he put his story online also. About one, and this, anyway, I don't even know if I would have put it online anyway. But we noticed by experience through the years how there was always some kind of blockage or difficulties in Stockholm. And when I say this, of course, someone will be angry at me. Sometimes you need to analyze things clear-mindedly. I think that this is my attempt, at least. If you can't relate to this at all, then just don't bother or care. But let's try this. If we look historically, and I'm talking about the old days now, so I'm not making any judgments on anyone now or something like that, but just for the records, if nothing else. When I was in Gothenburg, I was temple president there, 1993 to 97 or something, or 90, end of 96 maybe. And it was very dynamic, very relaxed, very nice, very, as far, that's how I experienced it at least, nice relationships between devotees. But in Stockholm, we got three temples, and it's a kind of heavier mood. Different mood, and why I think it may be so. Well, it could be like this. If we look historically, there were often I shouldn't say the word foreigners because then people think I'm against foreigners, but here in the Stockholm area it was often a lot of people coming in from other countries, especially in leadership positions. And also, Korsnäs was taken over by the BBT, I mean dominated by at least. And most devotees there were and are today, to this very day, not Swedish. not Swedish. And the same in Stockholm, leader, not Swedish. And they brought in a crew to work in the restaurant that was mainly Czech. And to really be honest, we even found, and still find, I would say, just telling the truth here, even didn't like the Swedes. Some of us looked down upon the Swedes. So, in any case, what I would say the result became of that and is that the whole ISKCON scene up here in Stockholm and Alnvik, it's a little different, but it used to be the same. And still, of course, to a large extent non-Swedish as well. Nothing wrong with that in itself, but still I think that may be a little unhealthy for organizations, local organizations like that, and they're not growing from the local soil, so to speak. It loses connection with the local environment. And then you have a kind of operation going on there. You have an organization going on, doing its operations, its work. Up there somewhere on its own. And I mean, even not only me, but I heard others say the same thing, that you sometimes feel that a little outside of it. And maybe it is also because this situation of the ISKCON movement in Stockholm area is like that, then it became a bit of often prestigious positions, who's in charge of what, and look here, we got a temple here, and we got this there, who's going to be in charge of it, what are we going to do with it, oh no, I'm in charge on either side. It kind of, I don't know if top heavy is the right word, but came more from the top up there. Someone who was generally put there by the higher leader in the old days. To just take care of things, run the restaurant, run the this, run the that. So these projects, which are fairly large and top heavy in themselves, requiring money and work power and so on. They became set up in such a way that, yes, we got this person here from Czech Republic or whatever who could take care of this place. This heavy manager type. So, okay, you are there. It's taken care of. But then, the devotees on the ground of Swedish soil here felt, and I think feel, a little bit outside. So maybe, I think I shouldn't publish this, but it's from my own analysis at least.